Welcome to another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. You can find out more at the website allbook-books.com. I want to start off on a sad note and report from an article. War in Gaza, journalists are under attack. And it lists over 100 Palestinian journalists and media workers, or close to 100, then 4 Israeli journalists and media workers, 3 Lebanese journalists. And those are journalists that were killed during the genocidal attacks on Palestine. Now, many of us, including myself, have the privilege or the luxury to web search and do all kinds of things and write things and post things. And we have our favorite journalists and such like that we follow and we appreciate, of course. Yet, I want to just read a few of these names because these are names that will not ever be famous, except maybe where they're maybe from with the Palestinian peoples, or if they're well known around the world, I don't know. Mohammed Jargoun, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing these, but I want to just read a few. Ibrahim Lafi, Mohammed Al-Salhi, Asad Shamlak, Saeed Al-Tawil, Mohammed Sobho, Hisham Al-Nawaja, Salam Maima, Mohammed Faiz Youssef Abu Matar, and on it goes. Many Mohammeds, which has me think perhaps this is a, quote, holy war, Israel against Islam. And then the 4 Israeli journalists, Yaniv Sohar, Ayelet Arnin, Shai Regev, Roy Idan, Lebanese journalists, Is'am Abdallah, Farah Omar, and Rabhi Memari. And now to shift gears to the spark of life. With the mystical Kabbalah, Yahweh Sabaoth is part of the aspect of what many traditions regard as each of us, each being having a spark of the Creator, or a spark of the Great Spirit, however one phrases that, and that it is part of our work to nurture and turn that spark into a light, a living light that does its work wherever. So along those lines, I want to hook this literally to a spark. I've read this before. I don't remember how long ago, but it came to mind this week, and it is Ray Bradbury's Incident with Mr. Electrico, and this is from his book, Zen in the Art of Writing, Releasing the Creative Genius Within You. He arrived with a CD 2-bit carnival, the Dill Brothers combined shows during Labor Day weekend of 1932 when I was 12. Every night for 3 nights, Mr. Electrico sat in his electric chair being fired with 10 billion volts of pure blue sizzling power, reaching out into the audience, his eyes flaming, his white hair standing on end. Sparks leaping between his smiling teeth, he brushed an Excalibur sword over the heads of the children, knighting them with fire. When he came to me, he tapped me on both shoulders and then the tip of my nose. The lightning jumped into me. Mr. Electrico cried, "Live forever!" I decided that was the greatest idea I had ever heard. I went to see Mr. Electrico the next day with the excuse that a nickel magic trick I had purchased from him wasn't in working order. He fixed it and toured me around the tents, shouting at each, "Clean up your language," before we entered to meet the dwarves, acrobats, fat women, and illustrated men waiting there. We walked down to sit by Lake Michigan, where Mr. Electrico spoke his small philosophies and I talked my big ones. Why he put up with me, I'll never know, but he listened, or it seemed he listened, maybe because he was far from home, maybe because he had a son somewhere in the world, or had no son at all and wanted one. Anyway, he was a defrocked Presbyterian minister, he said, and lived down in Cairo, Illinois, and I could write him there any time I wished. Finally, he gave me some special news. "We've met before," he said. "You were my best friend in France in 1918, and you died in my arms in the Battle of Ardennes Forest that year. And here you are, born again, in a new body, with a new name. Welcome back." I staggered away from that encounter with Mr. Electrico, wonderfully uplifted by two gifts, the gift of having lived once before and being told about it, and the gift of trying somehow to live forever. A few weeks later, I started writing my first short stories from the planet Mars. From that time to this, I have never stopped. God bless Mr. Electrico, the catalyst, wherever he is. So obviously a profound moment for Ray Bradbury and the spark of his writing passion for writing, which comes through just in reading that. I get excited, and his long career and prolific career. And so that's the message for this week's show, is to find your spark, your spiritual spark and your literary spark, if you so choose. I know, as an example, what turned out to be my research, researching all the original names of the 50 U.S. states, because over half of them come from native nations or native words. I remember the moment I was driving. I think I was working on the overall epic poem, singing an epic of peace, and I remember driving, and just two words came into my head, and I wrote them down as I was driving. I just wrote down Native America, and that was the spark that then began a lot of research to come up with a lot of pages of a chunk of a long poem within a poem, on the names of the 50 state names come from. And it's not a conclusive research at all, because you'd have to ask Native people where their own names come from, because a lot of times the information is inaccurate online. And then also, just to footnote that, many Natives nowadays do not consider themselves Native American, because they were here long before, thousands of years before America. So they are, and not American Indians either, another foreign word. So, but anyway, at the time, that's how I knew to reference. So the phrase Native America was the spark that made for a huge research chunk and project of writing. So you don't know when that little spark might happen to the catalyst, as Ray Bradbury uses that word, the catalyst to who knows, a poem, a book, an entire career and lifetime of writing, however it goes. And in any case, may you also find that inner spark that keeps your light shining, and may you nurture it well. Thank you for listening.